With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
You're married.
Yes, yes I am, yes.
I'm married.
Yes, you are, yes, yes.
Steph is here, she's married.
Look at us, we're all married.
Jocelyn's not here today, but she's not married.
She's in New York City this weekend.
Yes, and I'm wondering, I have a girlfriend that is not married either, and she used to be married. I wouldn't say newly single, I guess it's been maybe a year, maybe a little over a year, but I love talking to her because I hear about all her dating stories, and it's so interesting to me, and sometimes she'll ask me for advice, or sometimes she'll text me to see if I know someone, because Vegas is so small. And there have been times I'm like, I do know him.
Oh, she's dating someone. And
She meets a guy. She's like, hey, have you ever heard of the guy named blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, I do know him. Why? She's like, I'm going to go out on a date with him this weekend. I'm like, oh, watch out for this or whatever. So I guess the last guy she was dating for a month or so, it just didn't pan out. And so I was talking to her last night. I was actually texting with her, but I was texting her and she was like, there's just no good way to meet a guy in 2019. And I said, I have the best idea for dating. I think this is brilliant. What you need to do is go to a place where there are a lot of guys that are your type, whatever you're into. My suggestion was actually a Golden Knights game.
I was going
to
say, yeah, if you're a hockey fan, go to a Knights game. Sure. Okay.
I said, go to a Golden Knights game, take a great picture of you, like really great selfie, or have someone take it in front of the T-Mobile. Then turn on your AirDrop and go. I said, just start AirDropping it to all the guys around there with a note like, hey, want to hang out? Want to watch some hockey? Where are your seats at? Something like that. And she says that is the worst idea ever. She said, what if it's a kid? What if it's someone who's already in a relationship? Then she said, there's too many bad things that could happen with that. And while I do agree with that, I think I'm on to something with AirDrop dating. Don't you think there's something there? Because if you're both at the same place, you have a common interest or a common reason for being there. And that could just be the bridge you need to get to each other. Send in a great picture of you to someone else. And if you're interested, you respond with your own AirDrop.
Your own picture. Maybe you can see the section you're sitting in. Like, hey, I'm in section 208. Here I am.
Yeah.
With a selfie. So you know the person sending back. She's just right. The only downside is you don't know who's getting it. I think last year when you and I were at DJ school, we were sitting there and some boring session. So I had a picture of the dog. And I just opened it up and I sent it to like five names popped up around us. And so I just sent it. And you could see the people reacting when they got the picture. They're like, looking around, like, who's sending this to me? And you and I are just laughing because we're the ones that sent it out.
It was hilarious.
It's a great way to start communicating with people.
But you really don't have control over who it goes to. How do you, if you're single in 2019, how do you meet people? What is your primary method of meeting people? And have you ever received an AirDrop that was just like, what? Where did this come from?
The thing is, though, you hear about perverts doing that. You know, I'm sending out cutesy. Yeah. At the last horse show, I did the same thing. I was bored. A bunch of people, I sent out a picture of the dog. A couple of people accepted. A couple of people denied. But you get dudes that just send pictures of their stuff. All of a sudden, ding! Oh, someone's sending me a picture. And the thing with AirDrop, you don't have an iPhone. You still see like a little tiny caption of the photo. You're still going to see it.
I'm going to AirDrop you guys something now. This is, I'm not going to do it. This is like the last picture on my phone. And it's awful.
Okay, everyone AirDropped to each other the last picture that's on your phone
awful.
To each other, okay?
We sent this to my husband last night after I got out of the shower. I was brushing my teeth. And Brooklyn and I were snuggling. Did you get it?
Not yet,
I think I sent it to your laptop instead. Okay, I'm sending it to your phone now. Here you go.
Oh, it's a selfie. You guys look good.
No, there's toothpaste in my mouth, and I have a towel on my head.
Oh, I didn't open it up yet. See, I'm just looking at the preview photo. On their steps and a picture of her apartment, it looks okay. like.
Oh, that's very nice. Wow, what a lovely bedroom, Steph. You have a very nice, well-put-together bedroom. I like it. Oh, my gosh. Wait, why did it not come through anymore? I lost yours.
Why don't I see Steph's airdrop?
What? I'm afraid to open this. What is that?
The thing I'm sending you?
Yes.
That's a towel that
JC
I use.
JC is sending me nudes.
It's not a nude. It's a naked
that
woman.
That is a nude. It's not a nude. It's a naked woman. Is that not a nude?
It's different. Yes, it's different.
Steph, resend me yours. Oh, there. I got it. Never mind. Okay. First of all, let's look at Steph's bedroom for a moment. Look at the Jordans there on the shelf. Are those James or are those yours?
No, hold on. Let me get up here.
They're James's for sure. We were just talking about yesterday how he wants to get a new shoe compartment.
Yeah.
Because it's just so out in the open and it's dusty. But the reason why I took this picture is because right when I got home, James left the light on in our room.
Oh, how
so
dare he.
I took a picture and sent it to him and said, what's wrong with this photo? He goes, sorry, babe, I left the light on.
I would be like, my left Jordan is not totally straight. It needs to be fixed.
Who is the, I'm investigating Steph's bedroom. Your nightstand, there's a nice family photo?
Yes.
Is that your graduation photo?
No, that's James's sister, Christine, when she graduated from her master's. That's him, his mom, dad, and his sister.
And aww.
Who's the baby in the double frame there?
That is him and his sister, I believe, with Santa. When they were 4 and 5 years old.
Okay, that is, I like your picture. It's very interesting to see your bedroom.
A nice beach sunset over the bed.
Thank you, thank you. I did not take that, but I appreciate that.
And then let's move to yours, JC.
Yes, go ahead.
Who is this? Who is this? This is a nude woman. She is nude.
You can't see any body parts because of the way her hair seductively hangs down over her head. That is a beach towel that I have.
I'm not going to lie. Her face looks like John Cena's face. I swear that when I first saw the face, I was like, that looks like John Cena with makeup, with lipstick on. But now that I see the whole thing, I realize that it is not John Cena. It is, in fact, a beautiful woman.
I'm sending it to you, Steph. For some reason, you didn't pop up. You're popping up now. So I'm sending it to you, Steph, of this beautiful naked woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that face not look like John Cena initially? Like, if you just look at the face with lipstick on?
It's my John Cena towel.
It kind of looks like Pamela Anderson and John Cena mixed.
Yes, that's exactly right? What it looks like.
Two things that I love, right?
Yes, towel maker. Can you make me a towel that has a John Cena-Pam Anderson hybrid on it? It's the 90s, you know? I got to dry myself off with something sexy.
Is that a crocodile on the back of her, too?
Oh, my gosh. I've had this towel. It's been in my life for decades. I've never noticed. Is that a crocodile behind her?
It looks it looks like an alligator.
It's an alligator. Oh, my. I have never noticed that.
There's two of them.
Yeah. There's one right
there. Oh, my gosh. I've always focused on the naked woman.
I wonder what you were focusing on. Other things.
There's two crocodiles. She's about to be eaten alive. What is she doing?
I would say let's post our three pictures, but I don't know.
Let's do it.
Because you're not there in a makeupless selfie with toothpaste in your mouth.
You look good without makeup. I mean, come on. It looks beautiful.
What is this face I'm making, too?
We can make it really small, too, Mercedes. We're like, who is that? Yeah.
So bad.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.